Welcome back to the Isaac Abrams Show, everybody. I'm your host, Isaac Abrams. Joining us for the third time is comedian, writer, actor, producer, IT specialist, and internet terrorist for the FBI, Anthony Davis of the Los Angeles Lakers.
That's right. Power forward.
Yep. 6'7".
6'7"? Is that how tall I am?
That's what it says on your basketball card.
I have a basketball card?
Yes.
That's not fair.
That's not fair.
I want a basketball card.
You can follow Anthony along at ADComedy28 at Instagram.com, or you can go to his website, ADComedy.net.
Yep.
And you can learn all about Anthony and his road dates. He's got a show in
Pechanga's May 4th, the Cinco de Mayo weekend. I'll be featuring there.
Can't wait. That is a casino, so the likelihood of me being there is much higher.
That's good.
I like to gamble.
Okay, I was like, that's where I go to cry.
Oh, yeah. I like to cry at Pechanga on Cinco de Mayo.
That'd be the worst advertisement for Pechanga's. Like, hey, we would like to partner with you. You guys like to cry? I know I do.
Do you or someone you love like to cry?
Go to Pechanga's, where you lose lots of money and self-respect.
And then cry through Anthony's set. Everybody's just crying instead of laughing.
Yeah, that's great. You just lost all your money, but they give you a free ticket for the comedy show.
Right. Are you sad? Here's a sadder.
Yeah. You guys cry yourself to sleep at night. You're like, I'm going to. I just bet my house and I lost it. Comedy.
Hey. In this episode, everybody, we talk about almost everything you can possibly get canceled for. So pick your poison and leave a comment about what pissed you off. Enjoy the episode. Thank you for coming, Anthony.
Absolutely. And I will reply to all the comments.
So,
like I always do.
Me too. We will fight you in the comments.
We will.
See you next time. Or enjoy the episode.
Enjoy the episode.
Yeah, this isn't the end. This is the beginning.
See you later.
Bye. You got one ear out there, Anthony.
Yeah, I know. So just I can hear enemies coming.
Do you want me to lock the door for your enemies?
No. Locked doors won't stop who's coming after me.
Oh, boy.
Get that southern paranoia as I get older.
Dude, that is such a real thing when you live in the South.
It is.
You're like, I don't know who's coming.
But they're coming.
But you better lock the double wide.
I'm just saying, like, they're going to come for me. They're going to get a fight. And you're like, who's coming for you, Dad? I'm like, everybody.
Everybody. They're all coming. All the boys down at the bar are coming.
All the boys to the bar.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, you sure the boys at the bar are coming for you? You just look outside. They're just standing there with shotguns. Like, yeah. Oh, God, they're there.
Or they have pizza and beer, and they're just there to hang out. You're like, yeah. They're here. You start shooting back. Like, come on. When I first moved here, I thought I had enemies. And I only lived. It was just the southern paranoia.
Yeah.
Because it's like you never know who you're talking shit to in the South.
Yeah.
They'll come and get you.
We're coming for you.
I've just straight up showed up on people's doorsteps before. Been like, hey, I'm here for you.
They're like, sounds like a serial killer thing.
Like, I didn't go alone.
Yeah, that's even worse.
You don't go alone to somebody's house. If you're trying to kick their ass, you go with your friends.
I just like that weed now. Like when I used to, my cousin used to get weed for us, shoot, or for herself, and take a 12-year-old like me with her. She went to drove us out to a double wide in the middle of the woods, and just left me in the car for like 45 minutes to pick up weed. And I'm like, it's probably not good parenting. Also, I don't know why you just didn't take me in there. I mean, you don't know if I could have liked it. Maybe we'd been great.
Yeah.
And now I can just go to a store and pick it up.
Right. You can go buy something down the street from here that people are in jail for back home.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
That is real nuts.
Yeah.
Well, isn't Biden fixing that, though?
Are we gonna play to our demographic?
I don't give a shit.
Biden ain't fixing nothing.
More at Fox News at 11.
Trump 2024.
Hey, just in case you don't know, Trump, he's doing his best, y'all. He's trying his best. He's doing what he can.
Did you see that shit where he was, it was the trial or something, and they were like, sir, and they asked him a question about some year. They're like, what were you doing in 2021? He was like, I was in the White House fixing China or something. And they were like, sir, you weren't the president at that time. Do you think that if you had never moved to California, that you would have participated in the January 6th activities?
People think I did.
What do you mean?
I was there. Yeah. I was the one that was holding up my poster. It says, I don't know what I'm doing here, but I'm having fun with all my friends.
Look, Ma, I made it.
Yeah, no, it was a joke I made. It was like, this accent never gave me any issues until January 6th happened. Right. And then, because my wife was watching it, and she's like, look what your people are doing. And I was like, these aren't my people. And then a dude that looked just like, she's like, we're going to go storm this Capitol. And I was like, this looks just like I do. God damn it.
Right.
And then he was on a hover scooter, and he fell down because the battery ran out or something. he hit concrete hard, and my mom just called me up. She's like, baby, I saw you defending the freedom of America up there. Are you okay? I was like, it's not me, Mom. I remember my battery backup. I ain't no bitch. I was like, come on, that's not me.
That's funny. That's just a joke, though.
My mom did call me.
Did she really?
Yeah, she thought I was there because she thought I was in Baltimore at the time. I was like, I'm not going to go there. I don't. We've had this conversation before, Mom. I'm not on your side.
That's so funny. Do you ever tell your parents things just because they're older and you're like, let's just get along for the last couple years?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, Mama, I won an argument with my mom about the single issue that she has when she votes. And I was like, freedom! Because we won't get too far into it because we probably said enough shit to get banned on this episode already. But I talked her into a corner about freedom when she believes that no one should be able to have an abortion. And I was like, I don't think the government should be able to tell me what to do.
Yeah.
I'll probably cut all that out. But now when I talk to her, I'm like, you know what? I just yes and her. It's an improv game now.
Yeah.
She's like, this is crazy. I'm like, that is crazy. Because I don't want to fight with her anymore.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, you can't change her mind.
No.
Especially my dad. My dad, like, he's a hardcore Baptist. And he's like, you know, it's okay, son. You know, we just got to let God do it. And I was like, yeah, just got to let him do it, Dad.
That's right. We just let go and let God.
You just got to, like, repeat what they say in a different way. Like, you just got to let God do it. Right, yeah. Son? I'm like, yeah, God's going to do it.
Yeah, you just say it backwards.
Yeah, right. Like, okay.
Yep. We gotta let all the lions out of the cage. That's right. You gotta uncage those lions.
Those cages are not full of lions anymore. Yeah.
Now, right before we started rolling, you told me something.
Yes.
Which we were gonna skip, but right after that,
yes,
you said something that I was like, we should talk about that on the pod.
Yes.
And I don't remember what it was. Did I write it down?
MGM.
MGM.
Yes.
Right. So if you guys don't remember from the last two times Anthony's been here, he's a data security analyst for the FBI.
Shit. And here's all of our secrets. Yep. Number one, Barack Obama, he wasn't real.
He's not real. And right. He killed his chef. Holy sexually.
Shit. Oh, my God. Yeah, we're just getting everything banned this episode. Yeah. Let's talk about all of it. Yeah, no, yeah, MGM, well, I'm a cybersecurity analyst. Boom. That's
this. Well, you're a comedian first.
Yes, comedian first, cybersecurity analyst for money.
Third.
Yes, husband second. I'm failing in all three.
Well, then there's OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Comedy OnlyFans husband. Or switch husband for a second.
Switch husband for OnlyFans because yeah. I make more money doing that.
You make more money being a husband?
No, OnlyFans. I wish I make more money being a husband. I've lost all that damn money going on to Ross. Spend all that money at Ross.
Well, you dress for less.
Is that what the slogan is?
Ross, dress for less.
Isn't there a store called Dress for Less?
Probably. It's probably a subsidiary of Ross. My dad's favorite expression when my mom would come home from shopping, she'd be like, look how much money I saved. My dad would be like, you don't save money by spending it.
Yeah, because if you go out to Black Friday and you get a $800 TV for $400, you didn't save $400. You just spent $400.
That's right.
So I'm like, I mean, that's the same thing. My wife's getting all these Squishmallows right now from McDonald's, like those Happy Meals and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, we ate 4 months ago, she's like, we got to stop eating McDonald's. We've eaten McDonald's 3 times this week just so she can get a Squishmallow.
It's Tuesday.
I know it is. I know what day it is. I know what I said.
I said what I said. It's only Tuesday. You had McDonald's 3 times.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's awesome, man. So MGM.
Yeah, so MGM was hacked and they lost $45 million due to a cyber attack.
I thought they lost $30 million a day. They only lost 45 total?
So they lost $5.6 million a day, and that was just from being down. They were ransomware for about almost $1 billion, but thankfully they talked to the government, the FBI, and they were able to negotiate that down with the hackers. But they got hacked, which is the thing about it. It's you always think it's always going to be some hacker sitting behind a desk that knows what he's doing. Nope, it was just somebody that called in said that, hey, my name's David and I'm an accountant. Can you reset my password? Somebody did it. And then it wasn't. Some dude just like, okay, took the password, took their system down.
It wasn't like a coordinated team of like 25 high-skilled individuals.
It's no, it's like, probably two or three dudes that just... It's social engineering. It's what it's called when a threat actor calls some uses social engineering, like talking to them on the phone, emails, you know, going in person to their place and getting like stuff. Like I can get in this building or any building if I want to, just with this accent and just seem like I'm supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's social engineering. You're just engineering people socially to get what you want.
Now I heard that it shut down the reservation computers, the elevators.
The doors of the rooms, yeah. Everything's on a singular network.
So, like, if you're on the 38th floor when the hack happens, but you're on the... Your stuff's on the 38th floor.
Yeah.
And you're on the casino floor. All of the slot machines just shut down.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I got to get out of here. You walk up 38 floors to get your stuff, and then the door doesn't work, and you walk down 38 floors to get... Like, how... Do you know anything about all that stuff?
Well, I can tell you one thing. I'll just buy new stuff at that point. I ain't going up 72 flights of stairs. Wait.
It's up, down, up, down.
If you, 76 flight stairs, right?
But, I mean, you, Anthony, if you're there and you're in that situation, do you think, okay, all the slot machines are down, my door key is not going to work? Or, like, I wouldn't have figured that out.
Yeah, because if you think about it, so let's say you got this network, right? Everything's connected to the singular network. The slot machines have Wi-Fi. They're connected. They're embedded. You have the RFDI scanners that go onto the doors. Those are being taken out because they have to scan out to something. So they're electronic. They're connected to a network. I mean, you can put there are people that are hacking thermostats. You can hack a thermostat and then turn up the heat to 96 degrees and then tell the people they got to pay you or you won't turn it down. That's a very common hack.
Wow.
Yeah.
So do you know anything about these hotel doors? Like if the power goes out, how do you get in?
They got keys sometimes, but you know, they have internal power inside of most hotels just in case the power goes out.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
So that's just a small taste of what would happen if the grid goes down.
Yeah. I mean, the sad thing is, like, MGM puts billions of dollars into their cyberstructure and their infrastructure for cybersecurity, but you can't. The biggest threat to cybersecurity are people, because no matter how good your firewall is, if someone's like, "Yeah, you want my password? Here you go. You want my bank account information while you're at it?"
Mm-hmm.
Which has happened. I've seen that happen for a few times.
Do you think the next time someone that works on the IT department for MGM loses their password, that they were going to now have to come in physically and show their badge and scan in and like do it
with AI? That's actually getting more and more prevalent with having to verify people. If I get someone's picture, I can move it with AI, and then I can probably, if I have a recording of their voice, I can replicate it and make them say what I want them to say. And I can pretty much find all your information online if I want to.
And I still haven't changed my router from last time. You're like, you got a stock router? Oh, I'll find oh man, you're probably gonna hack me just to prove a point.
Probably could right now. No, it's because all routers come with default passwords. Mm-hmm. And unless you change them, you can find them online.
I changed the one here.
That's good.
But I didn't change the one at
home. Just don't tell anybody what the actual brand of the router is, because then they could easily find it.
They could, and I've told people where I live a lot on the show.
If you ever get famous.
I am famous.
You're right. I'm sorry.
By the time this comes out, I'll be famous.
You're in danger.
All right. I'll change my Wi-Fi code.
I don't got to bend your knee about it. You got to do it.
Can you just do it from your house?
You want me to go on your router and change your password for you?
I don't know how. It took me 3 hours to change this one here at the office.
You just got to go to the network and then go to...
You want to hear something real dumb?
Yes.
I thought Wi-Fi came with the office because the cord's sticking out of the wall. So I just bought a router. And I plugged it in, and I got Wi-Fi for like 20 minutes, and then it stopped. And then I was like, well, where'd Wi-Fi go? And then I had to call my service provider and get the stuff sent here, and I had to hook it all up myself.
I'm just surprised you had Wi-Fi for 20 minutes.
Me too. If it's coming through the wall, I thought it just came in with all the little cubicles offices.
You mean the rep?
See that phone line coming
in? The Ethernet cable?
Yeah.
That's not how that works. You got to connect something to it.
I know, I did. I connected a little Wi-Fi box to it.
It's got to be active. It's got to be active line.
Well, it was for like 20 minutes.
20 minutes, and then they realized it, and they cut it off?
Yeah.
Who is this? Nope.
Right. I just thought they had a building in the basement. They just sent internet.
Sent Wi-Fi out.
Well, if this was all one company.
Let me go get some Wi-Fi.
Start digging. Hey, man, you got any Wi-Fi on you?
You got to dig some ground. You got to mine for that Wi-Fi.
I got a Wi-Fi. I actually do have Wi-Fi routers, not miners. That little box right there on the corner,
mm-hmm.
That is a Wi-Fi mobile and IoT crypto router.
You know what IoT stands for?
Internet of Things.
Very good. Yeah. Nice.
It keeps track of all the bird scooters going by. Nice. The one at the beach makes... Oh, see, I can't stop telling people where I live. The one at the beach makes way more money. There's more bird scooters down at the beach than there are here on La Cienega Boulevard.
Nice. I should have been like, wait, aren't we at...
aren't we at Physicist of fucking 19th Street?
19th Street.
Well, I'm glad I left the old place, because I told people left and right where we were at the old spot.
Oh, that's right. You were. But, I mean, that was harder to get to, too. So, if someone was trying to get you, I think they'd just be... By the time they got there, like, I don't even want to hurt him now. It took too much time to get over here with traffic.
Yeah. Well, not everybody's coming from Disneyland.
Yeah. Fuck Disneyland.
And I honestly, more. In my head, thought that you had an appointment in Hollywood. I thought when you're like, oh, I got to come to town on Tuesday.
Come to town? Yeah. I'm coming in from the Old West. I got to see my doctor once a year, so I'll make sure I'm still ticking for the harvest season.
I got to get my iocane powder.
The doctor's giving me straight cocaine. He says that's what helps with my gingivitis.
Sometimes when I smoke my cigarettes, I need some of that cocaine.
The doctor said if I had some cocaine, I'll probably live a lot longer. And when the doctor's ever been wrong? Cigarettes.
The doctor also said he needed to cut my foot off for my sugars.
Sugars. He said you got to stop eating biscuits or you're going to lose that foot. And I'm still eating biscuits today.
I'll eat biscuits till the day that I die, which just happens to be tomorrow.
Probably tomorrow. Not doing great.
I'm not doing so good.
I've said that on stage, like, I'm not doing great physically. And when people laugh, I'm like, that's really mean that you guys would laugh at that. Because I have that Pals shirt that I was telling you about, Pals. And they don't make t-shirts. I made that myself. I made myself my own merchandise for Pals because I love that fast food restaurant so much.
They don't have their own shirts?
No.
Where is Pals?
Virginia. Virginia and Tennessee.
Oh, I'm going to be going to Tennessee tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
I'm flying through Nashville on my way to Savannah.
Savannah, Georgia.
That's right. I do declare. Have you been to Savannah?
Hell yeah, I've been to Savannah. I've been everywhere.
Simmer down now. I have never been.
You've never been to Georgia?
Oh, I have been to Georgia many times, sir. I have just never been to the coast.
Well, you should... count yourself your blessings lucky, because Savannah, Georgia is the nicest of places in all of the South.
Well, should I say hello to some of your kin while I'm there?
I don't have any kin. That's why I like it there.
The South is a great place to be if you ain't got no family members around you.
And if you're white.
Also true. I hate to agree with such a statement.
I know it's fucked up, but my wife's Filipino. She's just like, Anthony, I'm fine with moving back to the South. I just got to ask you, though, would I be happy there? I'm like,
you're not happy here.
Yeah, I'm like, I mean, it depends.
Yeah.
Do you like, because we went to North Carolina where my mom was at. It wasn't even anything with race. We opened up Grubhub because it was like 1 a.m. We were hungry. And the only thing, even it wasn't even open, the only thing on Grubhub was Pizza Hut. And that's it. Nothing else in the entire, like, for 40 miles.
You couldn't get McDonald's?
No, we're like, you know what? We don't need to live here. This sounds horrible.
What? Well, can you say what part of North Carolina?
Yeah, so it was like Lillington. So
oh.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Yeah. Nothing there, right?
No, I'm surprised the Pizza Hut was open.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, what you doing, Pizza Hut? You moonlighting over here?
You call Pizza Hut up and they're like, he doesn't say, thank you for calling Pizza Hut. He goes, Randy.
Yeah, right. Is this Pizza Hut? Yeah, what do you want? This is Randy's house, too. I make it myself.
Right. This is, you know, there's Taco Bell Pizza Huts. It's just like Randy's apartment.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut put an oven in.
Remember when there was like KFC and Long John Silver?
Oh, no, I don't remember that at all.
You ever had Long John Silver?
Yeah, hell yeah. Fish and chips, baby.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. But they closed down Long John Silver. I think there used to be one in Anaheim. There's a KFC Long John Silver, and Long John Silver went out of business.
There's no more Long John Silvers?
When was the last time you had Long John Silver's?
I don't know.
And that's why they shut down.
Huh.
just plainly because of you. Nobody else.
They were like, Isaac's not in here. We got to shut it down.
Yeah. That was the old Chinese place I went to when I was younger in North Carolina. I went there like so much that I probably put their kids through college. And yeah. When I moved away, they called me like, you okay?
Mr. Davis.
Yeah. You okay? We just want to make sure you're coming back. Like, no, I moved to California. They're like, well, come back and visit us.
I'm like, how are we going to put our kids through school now?
I'm like, I'm sorry.
You I love send them a Christmas country. Card.
Just wish y'all were here.
I wish I was there.
Yeah.
They don't have really good, and not really good, they don't have very many Chinese buffets in Los Angeles.
I don't think Chinese buffets are authentic, are they?
To China?
To food? I mean, I'm just saying, like, when y'all go to a Chinese buffet, you see French fries, you see garlic bread.
Yeah, that's the buffet part.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's a golden corral.
And then Chinese, you got kung pao chicken, and you got other things that aren't even Chinese, mostly.
Yeah. So I think Panda Express put them out of business.
Oh, you think Panda Express is what did it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Panda Express is at least authentic.
It's true. But I miss Chinese buffets.
I do, too.
I miss buffets in general.
Hell yeah. I mean, I haven't gone to Golden Corral in, I say, about 4 years. 4 or 5 years, at least.
I think the closest thing we even got down here is it's called Hometown Buffet.
That doesn't count. That's garbage food for garbage people.
Yeah, but if you took the sign down and put up a Golden Corral sign, it didn't change shit else on the inside, you wouldn't be surprised.
That's true. But, like, I measure a good buffet by their fried chicken, because every buffet's got to get fried chicken,
mm-hmm.
and their desserts, and how destitute the salad buffet is. I want to see dust on the salad buffet.
Because everybody's going for the meat.
Yeah, because no one's ever going like, I can't wait to fill myself up on this salad.
I paid $39.99 to have unlimited croutons.
Yeah, right. I load up on those croutons, though. Crush them up.
Bruh, the way you make a salad at home versus the way you make a salad at a salad buffet, dude. Yeah, right. That's 8 pounds of shrimp on it.
Like, I got sunflower seeds that don't even belong in a salad. It's just mostly sunflower seeds and shrimp.
That's the old southern sunflower seed and shrimp salad.
Yeah, right.
That's hard to say.
Like 4 pounds of mayonnaise in it and like one little piece of lettuce.
When you make a buffet plate, when you're at a buffet, do you put gravy on all of it?
Hell yeah. What?
No matter what it is, like slice of pizza, piece of lasagna, some mashed potatoes, green beans.
You had brown gravy on top of pizza? And you know what I'm talking about.
Brown gravy for me is like ranch for other people.
I absolutely agree with that. I can't think of a time where I had brown gravy and didn't think, you know, this probably shouldn't go on top of this.
What's one thing brown gravy can't go on?
I know you're not supposed to have dead air on a podcast, but I can't.
Whatever, it doesn't matter.
I can't think of anything.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's the right that's answer. Right. That's the right answer. Well, the only thing I wouldn't put brown gravy on is ranch, I think.
Mix it together and dip stuff in it.
No, I don't eat white condiments.
You ain't white condiments? That's oddly weird.
No, I don't eat anything. That's white. Any white condiments. Now, I will eat white toppings. Like, I consider a topping to be whipped cream. That's not a condiment.
That's literally in the condiment section.
It's in the refrigerated section.
The refrigerated condiment section.
The ranch is not in the refrigerated section. It's in the dressing section.
That's because it doesn't need to be refrigerated.
That's my only comeback. See?
I mean, that's a good comeback. All right. I didn't see that one coming.
But like, okay, sour cream.
Okay.
Ranch. Yeah. Blue cheese. I feel like we've had this conversation before. And mayo, I'll eat it on a turkey sandwich the day after Thanksgiving. That's it.
How do you not eat mayo?
Mayo's disgusting, bro.
How?
Now, I'll put it on a grilled cheese sometimes.
That's disgusting.
And then burn it off.
Why would you do that? That sounds awful.
Mayo and then butter and then toast each side. You've had mayo on grilled cheese, too. You just don't even know it.
Good. So I would send it right the fuck back.
Dude, I just can't stand the smell of sour cream. And I can't stand the smell of ranch.
But what about mayo?
Mayo doesn't have a smell.
What?
No, occasionally. I mean, there's KFC close by. They put a ton of mayo on their chicken sandwich, and I'll deal with it.
KFC's not as good.
I just felt like 4 whites was better than 3 whites.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's gonna clip so
back
hard.
back to the all white podcast.
Yep. Well, it's all white with me.
Yeah. So I told my wife, like, once you go white, you know you picked right. And she's like,
She's like, that's Wong.
Oh, that's fucked up. Now we can actually start the podcast. The things we actually can say.
Oh, yeah. I'm cutting the first 22 minutes out. It's just going to be beep, beep, beep. Oh, you were talking about desserts at buffets.
Yeah.
Now, the only dessert I'm going for at a buffet is the frozen yogurt spirally, swirly, with and then putting some gummy bears on top of it.
What? What about chocolate waterfall golden crow?
You know, I don't trust no chocolate waterfall. You know how much stuff's falling in the chocolate river?
You know how much stuff is probably falling into everything else in the buffet? Who gives a shit? It's you true. Ain't going to the buffet because you're like, my life's going good. You can go to the buffet because you're about two days away from taking that 9mm and seeing how it tastes.
Wow. We're doing unalive jokes. All right. That's what you got to change it to when you clip stuff. Oh, he unalived himself.
Yeah, right.
Well, that was the last thing we didn't touch on before we got fully banned.
I was thinking that too. I was like, I got to do a suicide joke too.
Yeah. Oh, now he said the S word. No, we're just have to move this whole show over to what's that other YouTube for Republicans? I just said it on my last show.
Parler.
No. Maybe.
Freedom Network?
No, that's not that far. It's like a one word.
OAN?
Randy. Rocky.
Randy?
It's something like that. It's one word.
That's the network?
Yeah.
Don't
Oh, Rumble.
Rumble.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We just have to go over to Rumble. Yeah. Anthony and Isaac's Rumble, right wing Rumble podcast.
Here's the thing about liberals.
Fucking libtards. Just being out all liberal and stuff.
I was just like, walk up to my wife, like, this is, you see what's going on outside? Is that what you wanted? Is that what you liberals wanted?
Is that what you want? She's like, what are you talking about? It's nice outside.
And I just kiss her on the cheek. I'm like, that's right. Just walk away.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Love you.
Yeah. Aggressive love.
Aggressive love. That's what she wants from a Southern man is aggression.
I don't think anybody wants aggression from a Southern man.
That's true.
It takes a lot to get a Southern man to be aggressive. That's not true at all, actually. One extra beer is all it takes. Fight over nothing.
I love that. It's like, there it takes a lot to get a Southern man mad. Actually, you know what? It really does.
No, it does not.
It does not at all.
I got mad on my way here for no reason.
Am I delayed by 2 minutes from getting here? Well, I'm going to just go ahead and call it and cancel.
Some guy was going like a mile under the speed limit. What are you doing? Yeah. I just need shotguns in the front of my car. Like Batman.
Batman's got shotguns in his middle, in his front of his car.
I'll be damned if you don't.
That's great. If Batman feels uncomfortable in a certain neighborhood, he's like, I'm going to let them come and get my car.
Well, there's that one movie where he shot the square out of the wall and drove through it.
Which one was that?
It was one of the early ones in the 90s.
That wasn't a shotgun, though, was it?
It was a machine gun.
It was attached to the car, though. He didn't physically put that, like, take it out and just, like...
No. I'm saying bolt them to the front.
Bolt them to the front?
Yeah, I got shotguns bolted to the front of my V-Dub.
Right, and then you got to connect them to a lever.
Need a string, man. This ain't complicated.
This is complicated.
How is it complicated?
You take a left-hand turn, and you just start shooting off fireworks out of your car. You know, you got to wire it correctly.
Got Roman candles going off instead of turn signals.
You're like, I'm going to listen to this new playlist, and you just start shooting rockets at people. Like, yeah. Oh, well, that's not the right button.
It's just the 4th of July every time I go down to the Grove.
I'm just go ahead and put my blinker on, and there it goes. Just start seeing shotgun shells just hit the ground.
Yeah. Like, the value of the fireworks is worth more than the car.
Yeah, I mean, fireworks are expensive. I didn't realize how expensive they were.
Mm-hmm. That 'cause you've been stealing them your whole life?
Yeah.
Allegedly?
Allegedly. Yeah. I've been stealing them. It's not a legend anymore. Wait.
It's not a legend anymore.
What's it when you... It's too long for them to...
Statue of limitations.
That's right.
Yeah.
I just don't like saying the word statue because it's just... Like, any time it's talking about when you see this accent, you say statue. You just straight like...
Mm. Any statue of any kind when you're talking about us Southern folks.
Yeah, because they erected those Civil War statues like in the 1950s. Like, it was... Long after the Civil War. They're like, why'd they do that? And they're like, oh, desegregation.
Well, if you don't spend... It's in the budget. And if you don't spend it this year, then we ain't going to get it this next year.
Listen, we really need a statue of Robert E. Lee giving a high five to Jeff Gordon. It's in the budget. I don't want to hear it.
Spend it or lose it. We're not going to get any statues next year if we don't do a new statue this year.
Could we put it into the education? What are you talking about?
Oh, Sally.
Oh, you silly Billy.
Education. We don't, where we're going, we don't need no education.
We don't need no education. We don't need no book learning.
Somebody told me the other day, they're like, you're stupid. What, you ain't never read no damn books? And I was like, what?
When I get really, like, when I get really tired or really high, my southern accent gets a lot thicker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you're just like, baby, I can't wait to go to bed with you. And you're like, why is your accent so thick? I'm like, because I'm about to go down south on you.
And I'm like, that one took me a second.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what I'm like. I'm not good at hitting on her because we've been married for like almost eight years now.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, hey, baby, what do you think? And she's like, absolutely not. I'm like, thank you for your service. And I just walk away.
Right. You're like, hey, you want to go down south? Or do you want me to go down south?
I'll do this too. Like, you want to see the South rise again? Yeah.
I'm going to start using all that stuff.
Yeah.
Not on your wife.
Oh, that's good. Okay. You don't, she doesn't need two dudes disappointing.
Not two Southern dudes. If you, I'm working on a polygamy or a polyamory joke. If you had to be like if you were Mormon or whatever,
yeah,
would you rather have a bunch of wives or a bunch of other brother husbands?
That's a good question. It's not a question I ever thought I'd get, but it's a good question.
Well, I've never heard anybody say brother husbands, and I'm working on a joke about it. I'm workshopping it on you.
I would like brother husbands. I mean, yeah, because they wouldn't fight, and they could work.
Yeah, more money.
The wives can't work. And Mormons.
Well, in this scenario, I think the wife brings in all the bacon, and we're all just sitting around at home raising the children.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Yeah, I don't want kids.
Yeah, I mean, I could just consider those kids just being part of a fight club that we all organized because we saw Fight Club together and we thought it would be a good idea.
Yeah.
No voice of reason, and like, no, you can't have a child fight club.
Well, look, if you had multiple wives, there'd inevitably be one that you like more than the others. But if you were a brother husband, and it turns out your wife liked your brother husband more than you, then you wouldn't be getting your loving times.
I do enjoy my loving times.
That right?
Such a weird way to say it. Hi, honey, we have our loving times scheduled at 5:30 today. Please be prompt.
I'll be fully erect at 5:31 for our loving times.
Hi, honey. Loving time.
Listen, I need to talk to you about your tardiness to loving times.
I've been in here loving myself for about 45 minutes now. Where you been at?
Right. I can't keep loving myself.
The doctor told me. No, if I could, I would. Well, actually, when I was in Salt Lake City, I was doing a show for a bunch of Mormons, and I talked to a guy after the show, and he's like, yeah, his dad had like five wives, and he picked them out by how good they were at certain subjects. Like, one was good at math, one was good at social studies, one was good at like geography.
Hilarious.
And I was like,
To teach the kids.
Get
a whole school going.
I was like, where do you go? Like, when you thought about, hey, they need to learn Spanish. You just go pick up Spanish teacher. Like, hey, you want to get married? Like, how? I just don't know how they get in that situation. They're just like, you know what this place needs? Another wife.
Yeah. And do you have to go and ask the existing wives to add another wife? Or are you just the man? You go, I brought home another wife.
I don't know. I mean, I assume that, I mean, I would like to notify my wife because we're going to need another space in the bed. You know, we got to spread out. We got to get another king size bed, probably.
Well, they all get their own house.
They don't get their.
You ever seen Big Love? They all have their own houses. They
have their own houses?
Mm-hmm.
That, not in this economy. What the hell?
Well, I mean, they don't live in Southern California, I'll tell you that.
That's fair. I saw a two bedroom, two bath. It was on a corner of a street in Garden Grove. Had like a little bit of yard. It's like $1.5 million. Mm-hmm. I can't do that, man. I can't do this anymore.
Well, you need to try harder.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you need to work harder. You know all that time you're wasting sleeping on your ass?
Enjoying life?
You could be working another job.
Hell yeah.
That's working great. A fourth job. That still wouldn't get you where you need to go.
That's probably true. I could just, it'd just be easier just to sell my body.
Well.
Which I have. Follow me on.
Yeah, listen to episode 63.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Yeah, I think it's 63 or 65. Just look up Anthony Davis.
Yeah, just look up Anthony Davis, the basketball player.
That'd be funny if you got real famous, but you still had all that IT knowledge, and you're like, I don't want this on the internet anymore. And you just did all the typing. And
just got rid of
internet
it?
Stuff, and you just banned my whole channel.
Oh, yeah.
Through my own router.
Yeah, I'll just do that. I'll just put a few packets in. It'll capture traffic and just cut it down.
I don't know what any of that means, but it sounds deadly.
It's not.
Or it sounds like you're making tea.
Oh, am I just making packets?
Yeah.
Dipping those packets in that water. Now you go. You got just a cyber breach.
Put some brown gravy and ranch on them packets and send them on over to your unprotected router service.
That's how you get a virus and a baby.
Do you think I know so little about IT that I could fool an IT person into giving me their password?
No.
That's not how it works?
No.
You can't be so dumb that you're good at something? Or is that the dumbest question?
I don't. I mean, what are you going to, what would you, if you wanted to get information from a security person, what would you say? Like, I want to hear the dumbest question you got.
All right. So I'm trying to get information from you.
Yes.
I don't think I can get past you. I'm saying there has to be dumb people that do what you do. Or is it only for smarts?
No, I mean, there can be dumb people, but.
What if smarts was a slur? I was like, the smarts are at it again.
You got the smarts. As I get to see.
We got a couple of those smarts moving in across the street.
I heard that. I got Linda. Her son's got S-A-M-A-R-T-S.
Ooh. We don't say the S word in this house.
You know the horrible thing is? I was thinking while I was saying that, while I was spelling that, I was like, I hope I don't misspell that.
S-M-U-R-S-T-R-S. Smarts.
L-A-B. That smells smarts.
Like, what lab? What?
Yeah, I was like, that's lab, right?
Yeah. Well, you know how you can't say the R word anymore.
Republican?
Yeah. So I just, when I'm firing off, I'm like, what are y'all, bunch of retired folks?
Nice.
But you got to lean on the re. What are y'all, retired?
I can't join in this part because I can tell you right now with this accent, nothing I say is
going to... I got the same accent, Anthony. No, what are you talking about?
But I care about my
career. Your career?
Yeah. No, I'm just joking.
Are all the other cyber folks going to see you on this podcast?
Yeah, I hope so.
Do you, as fellow cyber friends, do y'all Google each other a lot?
It's actually fun to see if I could find other people like cyber... There's people that are very open about it, and then there's people very private about them. Mm-hmm. It's fun trying to find private people. I found my coworker. He's like, you won't find me online. You won't find any of my stuff online. And then I was like,
hold my beer.
Yeah. About 15 minutes later, I found his stuff.
Hold my Chinese buffet.
I was like, I found his wedding registry online. I was
wow.
Like, I was like, here's your name, middle name, last name. Here's your wife's middle name, first name, last name.
Here's pictures of your wife fucking your neighbor.
Well, it's because it's like a thing in our community. It's like if I wanted to find you, I won't go after you. I'm going to find your wife because, you know, my wife puts all of her stuff on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to take pictures of me and I can't control that. Or she's going to put her address online and then I can find you and I'm going to live there. So you don't have to find the person, me. You just got to find my wife.
So it's the opposite of the mafia when they're like, no wives, no children. Keep them out of it. But in the IT, it's like, I'm going for your wife.
Well, don't say it like that. I'm going for her.
Hey, I'm coming for your wife.
Hey, you have a nice living room. I saw your wife's picture on Instagram this morning.
Can you hack the hidden private picture folder on someone's phone?
Yeah.
Well, don't say it so fast.
Yeah, if I'm on your phone, it doesn't matter what you got on your phone. I'll find it.
I don't have anything in my hidden folder.
What, do you have a hidden folder?
Everybody does on an iPhone.
Oh, an iPhone? Is that what it's called, is hidden folder?
Yeah, I'll show you. I'm not going to show you what's in it, but...
Actually, Apple iPhones are one of the hardest things to get into.
So if you go to your albums and you scroll all the way down to this part...
I ain't got an iPhone.
It says hidden right there, but you has to see my face to open that folder.
I can take a picture of your face and just hold it up to it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I thought it needed LiDAR to see the bumps and bruises on your face.
You can hold up a picture of yourself. It doesn't matter.
Whoa.
You know how easy it is to get past facial recognition? It's not even that good of a sign. It's not even that good anymore. Yeah, it's not even that good. Biometrics, you can get around people's thumbprints easy now, too. AI, you can generate people's faces and their voices.
Now, why aren't you using all these powers for evil? Why you got to be a do-gooder?
I'm sorry, I just don't want to watch the world burn.
It sounds like there's more money in doing wrong stuff.
There is a lot more money in doing wrong stuff.
Well,
a lot more money. A lot. Oh my God, a lot more money.
We talked about this last time. Is ITT Tech just training a bunch of bad dudes?
Well, I mean, you got to realize if you're doing bad, you can get caught. We can find you. Your IP might be
apparently
wrong.
They can only find your wife.
Yeah, right. So I mean, there's breadcrumbs. If people don't hide their IP address, we can find your IP address and find out where you're at. Your IP address is, I can find where you live at your IP address pretty easy. If it's a public one, if it's a private one, it's going to be harder to find. But I mean,
I don't even know what any of that means.
You know what IP address is?
I know what that means, but I don't know how to make a private one.
So when you go out to your, when your router goes out to the internet, your home computer has a IP address. When it goes out to the internet, it should be NAT, which is network address translation, and it'll translate to either another public IP address or a private IP address if you're on a VPN. And I can't trace a private IP address because it's private.
So I need to get a VPN because I'm famous. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, get a VPN so no one can see what you're doing online.
But I'm not doing anything wrong.
Doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. You just just don't want people to find out what you're doing online.
Well, I don't need that. I mean, what am I doing?
It's $6 a month. Oh, it's not like $400 a month.
That's cheaper than Netflix. Yeah. And if you get a VPN, you can watch different stuff on Netflix that you can't watch.
Yeah.
In America.
That's ExpressVPNs where you can change your locations.
Mm-hmm.
Sponsor us.
Today's episode is brought to you by Anthony Davis. That doesn't make any sense.
Type one for yes. Type two for no. Am I sexy?
I thought you were starting to talk about which kinds of diabetes you have.
Type one for nope. It's type two.
It's always type two.
I thought about a joke when I was home, when I was driving up this morning. I was like, I look like I perpetually get bad news from the doctor. Just like, yeah, hey Anthony, you're not doing great. I'm like, yeah, I figured.
That should be the name of your next special.
Not doing great. Not doing great. Yeah. Yeah,
that's funny. Well, what's been up since last time, man? What you doing now? You seem like you're pretty active on Facebook.
Let's see. Like, how long ago was that last time I did it with you?
I think it was a year and a half.
Oh,
summer of 2023.
Was it summer 2023?
I don't know. You want me to look it up?
No, it was 2022, I think, because I was still in school. I think I just got my bachelor's. Now I have a master's. I'm going back for another.
That's almost 100 episodes ago.
Jesus, that's awesome.
Yeah, I can't be that long. I'm gonna look you up.
Watch it be.
My channel.
Thank you for tuning in to.
I'll cut Isaac this part out.
Isaac looking up shit.
I'll cut it out.
How much editing do you do for this?
None. I let AI do it.
Shit.
But I watch it back for content, and then I clip stuff.
I tell you that AI girlfriend shit, that's really messing
up. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, we can talk about
it. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me all about AI girlfriends.
So, it's called GPT girlfriend.
And is it associated with ChatGPT, or is that not?
I mean, ChatGPT is just an entity. It's not like a actual thing by itself. He's just using a AI engine. So it's OpenAI. But with this, you can literally just make a character, tell it to start off with something, and it will generate these scenarios where you're like, let's get in some weird stuff. Like, you're doing some really weird, vulgar shit sometimes. I mean, I'll do fun stuff. Like, I got high and I went to a scenario where I'm a dude walking into a forest with a fairy, and the fairy's like, let's have some fun and let's play and frolic. And at the end of it, I made her addicted to meth, and then I made her burn down the forest that she was trying to protect.
Does your wife know you have a AI girlfriend?
She helped me with it. we do all these fun things.
Is it free?
No, sometimes they're not, but sometimes you got to pay for them for the really good ones.
So if you want a good fake girlfriend.
Yeah.
Now, how long before you can plug this fake girlfriend stuff into your sex robot?
I mean, Apple's probably doing the update for it next month. We don't know. AI is getting so messed up. There's a thing called AI incest. AI incest is when, because the internet is being saturated by AI-created images, AI continually goes to the internet for images to make. It's for as a reference. If it keeps referencing AI, and you see AI pictures aren't great,
right?
They're kind of a little bit off. If they keep going back to get more pictures to reference, they're just getting more, a little bit off. They're getting worse and worse, kind of.
That's like back home when like Cousin Sandy married Cousin Rhonda.
Yeah.
And then the trees get less and less branches.
Right. And you see like their little kid and they're like, I got three arms. Like,
right. And then before you know it, AI is just drinking Mountain Dew all day and then hanging out in the single wide with Deborah.
Yeah. I met her at the Waffle House and I never looked back.
Well, at least it wasn't the International House of Pancakes, you know.
Yeah, this is Waffle House. This is Waffle House country.
Oh, man.
That's... I took my wife to Waffle House at 3 o'clock in the morning when we came to North Carolina, and there were two police officers, two guys that were getting ready to go hunting, two guys that were done hunting, and then a dude that was about to start fighting the cook.
And the cops didn't care.
Of course not. They just got their food.
Well, yeah. They got it smothered and covered, baby. They're ready to
smothered
eat.
Smothered and covered. That's my new sex term.
Hey.
You about to get smothered and covered, baby.
When it's loving times. Wait, what did he say earlier?
Yeah, it was loving times.
I like my loving times smothered and covered.
This is brought to you by McGurphy's Gravy.
McGurphy?
Yeah, it just sounds like a gravy name.
It sure does.
It's McGurphy Gravy.
It sounds hearty. Like it's got little chunks of stuff in it that you don't know what it is.
Yeah, you're like...
A piece of fat.
Is this sausage? Yeah, sure.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Not with that attitude.
It's like a Crisco brand.
Yeah.
Just got to put all that gravy on and just...
Brown gravy. So much better than white gravy.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Yeah, we found
it. That's the clip for it.
We found the line.
Brown or white gravy.
It's the Mason-Dixon line of gravy.
You know, some people like the white gravy better.
Nothing wrong with that. Well, listen, clearly, I don't know if I have to spell this out for you, but white gravy's for breakfast and brown gravy's for dinner and supper. Supper and dinner.
And lunch.
Well, that's what supper is.
No, supper is before dinner and after lunch.
What?
Yeah.
No, supper is lunch.
No, that's breakfast, lunch, and then supper or dinner.
Then, no, supper and dinner are different.
In what way?
One of
them. What way?
One of those
two
words.
Don't use that fancy internet on me. That's bullcrap.
No, I'm going to prove it. One of those two words means lunch. It's either supper or dinner. I think it's supper.
You think it's supper?
Which, yeah. Which, what was the old school? Watch this. What's the old school word for lunch?
Midday. Midday snackaroonie.
Luncheon.
Snack attack.
Lunch was used for
elevensies.
Oxford. Wait.
Oh, looks like that fancy doodad.
Dinner
is not correct.
Means
looks like the redneck
lunch?
Wins again.
It's not dinner.
It's not supper either. Supper is dinner time.
Nope. The word dinner has persisted as a reference to noon rather than evening meal. Dinner used to mean lunch. And supper was the evening
meal. It says noon. That could be someone's dinner time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, it's not their lunchtime. Maybe their lunchtime is 5 o'clock.
You're making my point.
No, I'm not.
Oh,
I'm
just... you mean if you work the night shift, your lunchtime is 8 o'clock?
Boom.
No, that's a cop out.
So is arguing about what dinner and supper is.
Well,
listen, we go to the phone about the only... We could have fact-checked anything I said. Nope, didn't even think about it. You're like, no, actually, dinner means lunch.
Well, I mean, listen, we're too country to not get this right.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? Are you going to be home for supper? Or are you going to be home for dinner?
All right, but you were saying in the context that dinner was the one that's nighttime, and then it ended up being the lunchtime one.
What I meant was I didn't remember which one was lunch.
Yeah, right. But you were hard-pressed on that dinner part, didn't you?
Well, listen, you can't skip dinner.
Then what's diner mean? A diner
is... Diner's where you eat dinner.
But that means you're eating lunch in a luncher.
Luncheon.
Luncheon.
Luncher. We can't use the hardy R on
luncher. Yeah, that's good. Luncha.
Luncha. Something is red over there, and I got to look at it because I don't know what that means. What's going on? Hold on.
Yep.
Red normally means rolling, but. What the fuck does that mean? Oh, I got 3 hours left. All right. Don't be a fucking asshole. Well, now I got my shit all twisted up. I haven't had nothing to eat today.
I mean, I ate nothing to eat today. Why are you eating nothing?
I mean, I got here at like 1. Got up at 9. I got up at 8. Got up at 8 and worked out from 9 to 10.
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't want to hear this story.
I got up at 9 o'clock. Then I worked out for an hour. Had myself some Cheez-Its. Didn't do anything. Finally came to work at 1.
Okay, first of all, yes, this is work. Second of all, it's my Saturday. This is my Saturday.
oh, poor baby.
Yeah, my work is on the road. I'm a road comedian now.
How does it feel?
Like shit.
Yeah, it's lonely, isn't it?
It's tiring.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter when you land. You're always tired.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, be funny. And you're like, well, I'm tired. I don't want to be funny right now. They're like, doesn't matter. You're on at 7.
Well, the thing is, like, when I was doing it, I don't drink, and I didn't do any weed at the time. So it'd be 11:30 at night. I'd get back to my hotel room, and I'm like, cool. I don't have to talk to anybody for another 14, 15 hours. I'm just sitting there by myself in the hotel room, like, can't drive anywhere. Don't know where I am. Might as well just
cry.
Yeah.
Cry and wipe your ass on the curtains.
Yeah, right.
In that order.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I'm just crying while I'm wiping my ass. I mean, that's what God intended.
It's God's bidet.
That's why you have tears coming out of your face and butt stuff coming out of your butt.
Butt stuff coming out of your butt.
Couldn't think of crap. Couldn't think of shit for 1 second.
I ain't got shit to say.
I got butt stuff coming out of my butthole.
Let's do some of my highly clippable would you rathers.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I absolutely am.
I have to look into the camera for the clip. Would ability to spark? No, that's not spark. Would you rather lose the ability to would you rather lose the ability to read or lose the ability to speak?
Speak. 100%.
You don't want to talk anymore as a stand-up comedian.
I can make do with not speaking. I can type stuff online. I'll be funny on Twitter. There you go.
But you'll never do another stand-up performance ever again.
I'll do like what Stephen Hawking did and go to Epstein's Island. I'll do Stephen Hawking's and just do the little voice box.
There's a comedian that's doing it right now.
Who's that?
He was on America's Got Talent.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
I met that kid.
Oh, how he was. He's nice.
I mean, I don't know. Shit all sounds the same coming through that little speaker. He could be a little dickhead. I don't know.
That's great. That's a great way to start. That great clippable moment.
I'll cut that part out. I'll leave it in the episode, but I don't know if he's a nice guy or not.
No, I would definitely. I mean, I don't want to lose the ability to read. I don't want to live like my dad.
I come from a long line of people who can't read. I'll just keep talking about shit I don't understand.
And there you go.
But I guess that means like street signs and your phone. You don't know where to go. Read. But then you can't talk.
You can't go online. You can't do anything online because you don't know what it says.
Yeah, but I'm only on Instagram. That's pictures worth 1,000 words anyway.
Yeah, but you got to read the caption.
I couldn't make captions for my podcast anymore. I wouldn't have a podcast because I wouldn't be able to talk.
Yeah, there you go.
Hmm.
That's a weird what would you rather.
They're all weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
You want to do another one?
Yeah,
so absolutely. You're full on, no talking.
Yeah.
When we're talking. All right. That's weird.
In my line of work, I don't even need to do that. If I didn't do stand-up anymore, I don't need to talk in security. I can just type. But I need to be able to read.
But don't you want your line of work to be primarily comedy?
I did at one time and before the pandemic happened. And then I realized that this world of comedy and work that comedy comes from is so fickle that it could crash in on itself at any moment. And the fact is, like, especially living out here in California, you need to have viable income. And the stress of being a comedian is very stressful.
You just freaked me out, man. I got to get a job now.
No, it's just, I mean, I was on the road like 40 weeks out of the year. In 2018, 2019, when I was really starting to take off, Laugh Factory, I was at the Laugh Factory all the time. You know, I was about to record my special. I won the, you know, San Diego Comedy Festival. I was on the road just doing comedy, loving that. And then I got tired of it because I was by myself all the time. I never got to see my wife. I couldn't really do anything. You can only play PlayStation so much. And then you just see all these people come to the shows. They're like, oh my God, you're so great. You're hilarious. I'm like, thank you so much. And then I saw those people for 2 minutes. I talked to them for 2 minutes on stage for 45. And then I'm by myself again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. It's great making people laugh, but you know, you're only up there 45 minutes, and then when you get down,
it is lonely.
It's lonely as hell.
Very lonely.
And especially when I don't drink, so
right.
I'm sober all night, and it's just I'd rather be with my wife, who I love dearly. And you know, when you're gone 40 weeks out of the year, you know, you don't get a good relationship, you don't have a good marriage. So I'm saying we even, it's not really a great joke, but we were like, COVID helped our marriage a lot, saved our marriage, because I stopped going on the road. I was not on the road anymore. I went back to school, got my master's, going back for my second master's next year, this year.
We don't call them master's anymore. Primary.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No. I got two more master's degrees.
Degree. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, if we didn't, that was probably the last trigger word the algorithm needed to just light itself on fire.
You can say master's now?
You can't say, not when you're referring to the bedrooms.
It's a the primary?
It's a primary bedroom.
That doesn't make any
sense. But I don't think you should call it a master's degree anymore either. I'm going to get upset about this on the internet tonight.
You say primary degree?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, what's a bachelor then? That sounds like a primary degree.
Well, a bachelor just means you're a single guy. Or a bachelorette.
Yeah. You have a bachelorette degree? You want to die on that hill? That's the hill you want to die on?
I mean, I don't care enough about education for me to die on any hill.
That's fair.
But if you're going to get rid of master bedroom, you got to get rid of master's degree.
Yeah, but I have mastered that subject.
Whoa.
You cannot take away master out of everything.
You, especially Bader. You can't take that away.
I'm a master debater. That's what people used to say. That stupid joke people always used to say, like, I'm a master debater.
I don't even have the D in mine.
Hey, there you go.
Wah, wah, wah.
You see, this is comedy gold right here.
It is comedy gold. Welcome back to Comedy Gold with Kevin Hart. Oh, it's Comedy Gold Mines is what his is.
Is that what it is?
That's the name of his podcast.
He has a podcast too? Everybody got podcasts.
I've been to his studio. He's got like 9 of them.
9 podcasts?
He's got a bunch of different ones. He's like he's got the Red Cup dudes. And
that's a lot.
It is a lot. He's got 2 massive warehouses. And I'll tell you where it is later.
Nice.
It's across the street from Joe Rogan's old spot.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, you go, like, you're about to go on the road again, right?
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, do you have a girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Is it good seeing her? Do you see her a lot? Does she go with you on the road?
No. I'm not headlining.
It's okay. I mean, even when I wasn't headlining, I was featuring, it's still so tiring.
Yeah. Fortunately, she works in the film business. So
that's nice.
She's real busy. She works 12 hours a day. So Monday through Friday, she's super busy anyway.
What does she do?
She's a costumer.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That takes talent. What we do, it doesn't take talent.
Well,
it takes
ability. I make fun of costumes all the time, because if you're on a set anywhere and you're like, well, I wonder who's in charge of the costume department, you just look around and find somebody looking like wearing rain boots and a cape somewhere, and you're like, it's the worst dressed person on set is always in charge of the costumes.
So they dress for comfort, and sometimes it's just comfortable as hell to wear a cape.
Well, I can't deny that.
I mean, you know how good it feels just for a cape dude blowing in the wind.
If that's running. All you're wearing, hell yeah. I wear my cape in the front.
It's a visible costume.
I mean, that's all you wear when you go to the hospital. You just wear a cape in the front.
The cape in the front.
It's wide open in the back. Why do they leave the ass? Why do they have just easy access to ass in the hospital so much?
Because they need to get to your sensitive spots.
Dude, no. Everything important's in the front.
Your penis is in the front.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, there's other sensitive things in the back.
Dude, I would say
butthole.
90% of the time, if you're in the hospital, they need to get back to your fronts before they need to get to your backs.
Oh, it's so that you can go to the bathroom.
That's pretty great, because you can just lift it up over there. All right, moving on.
Yeah, so you can go to the bathroom without having to take.
So you don't have to shit on your gown.
Yeah.
So a gown is a reverse cape.
No, because I don't want to see a bunch of people just online like, look at my reverse cape.
Cape spelled backwards is gown.
Stupid.
All right, moving on. Would you rather climb a mountain or skydive?
Skydive. Because it's faster. It's easier. It's all I got to do is fall. I don't have to have any skill to go up. You have so much skill. You have to be able to walk, climb. If you fall, you're probably going to die. On a mountain, and when you get to the top, you're like, well, this is kind of fun. Now I got to go back down it.
Mm-hmm.
That's awful. Plane, I'm 90% of my job is just sitting there waiting for it to happen, and it's over in like maybe a minute and a half, and I'm on the ground again.
Yeah,
I can probably skydive in the morning, and I have a day with the rest of me where I can go do things. If I do mountain climbing, that's probably a week. I probably won't make it. And now I got to deal with some bear trying to kill me in the woods.
Because I'm not doing real good.
Yeah, I'm not doing great. I'm not doing... You have to have skill to mountain climb.
All right.
Right?
Yeah. No, I mean...
What would you rather do?
Depends on the mountain.
It's a mountain.
No, but not all mountains are equal. Like, for example,
one goes up, they go up pretty quickly there, right? Yeah,
but in Palm Springs, right? Here's a mountain I've climbed, Mount San Jacinto.
Can you walk it up?
You can take a gondola up to the camping area at the top where there's a restaurant, and then you only have to hike 4 hours and you're at the top of a mountain, and you can hike 4 hours down.
You know what? When they're thinking about like places to shoot movies that for the mountain scene where it's like the treacherous time, they're like, we should probably definitely use the one that you can use a gondola to,
mm-hmm.
because that's real world stuff.
Yeah,
that's not doesn't make any sense. If you take if you're sitting down going up a mountain, that don't count for climbing a mountain.
Okay. Well, I didn't say it counted, but you're at the top of the mountain.
That does.
You're still climbing. But what about ski lifts? Ski lifts will take you to the top of a mountain.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you climbed it.
That's true.
It means you're going down pretty quickly, though.
That's right. Well, if you're lucky.
If you're, yeah, if you're lucky, you're going down fast. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you hear about Everest?
Well, there's like
so many people have climbed it. You know,
it's trash.
Everywhere. They'll shit in the snow. And then the snow will get more snow on it, so the shit just keeps going further down. But then that snow replaces itself, and the shit's just all winding up in the town at the bottom of the mountain. Because people have been climbing it for so long.
That's so depressing to hear.
Is it? That's what depresses you?
Yeah.
You know, shit mountain?
Shit. Yeah, of course shit mountain depresses me. It's a mountain of shit. There are people probably living at the bottom of that mountain like, oh, it's fucking white people again. Oh, my God. Oh, but her name is Kamantha. And then it's just, I mean, they're paying like Sherpas hundreds of thousands of dollars to take them up there. They're barely walking, and it's like it's an experience. It's a package deal now to go upside Everest when it used to be it took skill, and now you have waits up to for 2 hours just to get a picture at the top of the mountain, and people are dying of hyperthermia because there's a negative degree weather right there, and you're just waiting to take a picture.
Sometimes the window for the year is only 9 days.
Oh, that's awful.
Mm-hmm. There's traffic jams up there all the time.
Right, exactly. And here we go. And that's why skydive.
That's why we're going next week.
Yeah, right.
Anthony and Ike do Everest.
Yeah.
Look for it in IMAX theaters.
Yeah, the movie is 4.5 minutes long. Where we get to the bottom of it, we're like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Now you want to go back? All right, we're out of here.
We're going to stop in Golden Corral on the way back.
Oh, this is a good one. I know your answer to this one already. Hmm. Would you rather have your dream house or your dream car?
House.
Yeah, I knew that you were going to say that.
I don't care about my car. No reason to have a car out here. There's a $500,000 car I passed on the way to get here to work. And I will tell that again. I passed it because it was going 8 miles per hour. You have no reason to have a fast car in Southern California.
All right. Well, side question. What if you already have your dream house?
Yeah.
What is your dream car?
A van. I 100% mean that.
Like what kind of, like a working van? Like
just a nice van. One of those, like a 20, we got a van when we went back to the East Coast, and it had heated seats, had Wi-Fi, had a lot of space on it.
We're talking about a minivan, town and country.
Yeah.
Look, I'm fully on board with this. They're some of the finest driving machines on the planet.
And they got good gas mileage, and you can go to sleep in the back of them.
Put all your friends in there if you want to.
Yeah. I just got to get friends.
Well, that's... You can't get friends till you get a minivan.
Yeah, that's right. That's what's stopping me from getting friends.
Yeah. You got everything you need. You're successful. You got your dream house. Because we just gave it to you.
Yeah.
You climbed Everest. You skydived a bunch. Get out there and make you some friends.
Yeah, you go out there, you're like, yeah, no one wants to be my friend.
That's how you lead off, too. You're like, hello, my name is Anthony. I can't speak. But I can read. I've skydived. I have my dream house. I just need some friends to go ride around in my minivan.
I need my best good friends.
Are you talking like Forrest Gump or are you trans now?
No, that's my best good friends. That's what Forrest Gump said.
We just haven't said trans yet. So that's a good point. Knocking shit off the...
Translating a joke.
Translating a joke.
Boom.
Let's see here. Would you rather be extremely paranoid or be extremely naive?
Naive. 100% naive.
I don't know, man. I think they're coming for us.
That's the thing, though. You say that ignorance is bliss. When people get into my world, line of work and security, it actually feels better to not know what's going on than it does when you open up that Pandora's box of what's actually going on out there.
Is the cat alive or dead?
I mean...
That's Schrodinger's cat.
Yeah, which is not the same thing.
which is not exactly what I said at all. all right. How about this? This is a good one.
Yeah.
Would you rather add 3 hours to each day or add one extra day to the week?
One extra day of the week.
Why would you say that?
Because then I can enjoy one day.
You assume that they wouldn't make you go to work on that extra day.
It's still another day I can enjoy. 3 hours, eight, added 3 hours each day, it's going to be nighttime. You're probably not even going to do anything with that day.
You could sleep.
Well, I could sleep an extra 3 hours. All right. Then I'm going to wake up earlier, and then I'm going to have to start the day. And then, like, wait, another 27-hour day.
That's a negative way of looking at it.
Yeah. That's why I'm positively looking at the day.
All right. I won't argue with that.
Think about it. Like, what if you had, like, one extra day to do something? That's another day. Even if it is another day you could work, but then that's another day you can enjoy something else. It's hard to give 3 hours each day to something, unless you're, like, from 12 to 3 and then 3 to 4 or whatever. Where the fuck?
Look, I'm in that grind culture where I work, like, you know, 2 to 4 hours a day now. So if I had 3 extra hours, I could work a lot less.
Isn't it sad that you want to work those 3 extra hours and not just enjoy it?
No, I honestly do. I do put in. I may start later than most people, but I work till about midnight every night.
Mm-hmm. I know that feeling.
Because this shit don't pay the bills.
It doesn't, does it?
Well, we're monetized since the last time you came on the show.
Holy fuck.
We're making a couple dollars a week now.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even gotten to the threshold to make money on TikTok yet. I need 10,000 followers.
How many do you have?
4,000.
Well, I got 130. I just started TikTok like 3 months ago.
That's pretty good for 3 months.
Well.
You posting every day?
Yes, right.
Wait, didn't you post the other stuff on TikTok?
Mm-mm.
Those little clips?
Not yet. I didn't. I just started posting my clips on TikTok in October or November.
Oh, dang. Oh, that was Instagram then.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got on Instagram then?
Oh, I had 10,000 something, but then I went and deleted all my fake ones this week, so I just lost about 3,000 of them. Wasn't monetized anyway.
Nice. I know, like you can't make money on Instagram until they send you a thing on there to make money.
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't gotten it yet. It's like every 1,000 views you can get certain money, amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Like my videos are getting like 10,000 views per video. I was like, come on, hurry up.
I know. I'm getting a check from Facebook every month, but I'm not getting a single dollar from Instagram, and I'm getting thousands and thousands of views per day on Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah.
But I'm getting paid from Facebook?
Yeah, that doesn't make no sense.
No. And I keep applying for monetization, and they're like, you can do subscriptions.
Yeah. I was like, well, they got to send you something to ask you to do it now, don't they, on Instagram?
I don't know. I don't care. I get a notification every couple of hours. It's like, Steve wants you to subscribe to his Instagram. I'm like, I'm not subscribing to nothing.
Yeah. This ain't Patreon. I ain't doing a Patreon on Instagram.
Everybody wants to start a Patreon these days, too. And they start it, and they're real shocked when, like, 4,500 people don't sign up. I'm like, you got to build that just like you build anything else, dog.
I mean, it's harder because that costs money.
Mm-hmm.
People are less likely to subscribe to your Patreon there than anything else because it doesn't take any money to subscribe on, like, YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
If you're telling me $5 a month, you better be giving me some good stuff for $5 a month. Even $1 a month. If I'm going to put money on you, I better be getting something out of there that I'm not going to see on Instagram.
And most of the time, if you start a Patreon, somebody signs up, kind of forget about them. You just kind of forget that you're paying them that $5.
Yeah.
Unless you sign up for too many Patreon things, and then you look at your Patreon bill, and you're like, I'm spending $400 a month on Patreon. I'm canceling everybody at one time.
Yeah, that's my favorite. You're like, I don't even remember subscribing to this person. And they're like, I really need that money. I'm like, not anymore. Cancel.
Do people hit you up after you cancel them?
No.
They don't get a notification. It's like, Anthony Davis has unsubscribed from your Patreon.
No, when they see it's not the basketball player, they don't really care anymore.
That's funny. I just saw him on the television last night.
Oh, yeah? How was he doing?
I don't know. It just reminded me that I had a podcast with you today.
Good.
I was like, I'm gonna see the real Anthony Davis tomorrow.
That's right. The real one.
Mm-hmm.
Real deal.
If you had to... you remember that prank we played on that influencer that one time?
That was fun.
And the jersey didn't get there on time?
Yeah.
You still got the jersey?
I still do. Yeah, my wife wears it every day.
Every day?
Well, I mean, it's comfy, so yeah.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, that was fun. I love doing that.
Yeah, that guy blew up. He's got like 8 million on TikTok now. I can't remember his name.
Didn't even tag me.
Mm-mm. Well, Anthony, we did it again. 3 times. You're the second person that's been on the show 3 times.
If I come forward, do I get a jacket?
I don't know. You can come right now if you want to.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, somebody else has been on 3 times.
I love how it's getting to that point where it's just like, how much is this is usable? Not 4 minutes.
No, we're going to have to do another hour.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to put it up. We'll see. You know, test the algorithm, poke the bear.
I can tell you 100% that most of the stuff we say won't go on there. Because, you know, you can't say the S word. You got to say unalive. We made jokes about Love and Trump, which probably work on Truth Social or Parler.
Or Rumble.
Yeah, Rumble. Is Rumble real?
Rumble is real. When you get kicked off of YouTube, that's where you go.
That sounds sad. Or OAN, One American News.
I mean, that's the most trusted news source in America.
I mean, or the NRA channel.
I don't have that one.
You got it's hilarious. There's one where like these ladies were, one lady was sad because she couldn't shoot her gun because she was too far along pregnant, and the other girls.
Can't shoot guns when you're pregnant.
You can't shoot guns after a certain time when you're pregnant.
What time? 9 o'clock.
Probably like 9 months in.
Oh.
Like no, yeah, it's 4 p.m. I'm pregnant. I can't shoot this gun.
I can't shoot my gun after 4 because I'm about to have Ricky's third cousin.
Yeah. Right, he's going to bring over that brown gravy. We're going to see where this night goes.
Yeah, you can put it on babies now.
Yeah. So they're like, for a baby gift, they put like paint cans over top of a canvas, and they shot at the paint cans, mm-hmm. and like the paint went on the canvas. And they're like, we used our guns to make this. And she's like, this is so sweet. And I'm like, Jesus, this is weird. Can your personality be something else besides guns?
Well, if any hobby or activity is your whole personality, then you probably need something else to do.
Yeah. But, I mean, if someone's like, hey, I'll give you $10,000 a week to be on NRA to talk about guns the whole time, I'm like, well.
Guns are my favorite.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Boop a doop doop doop.
Well, let's talk about this pregnancy thing one more time. Is there really a time that what's going wrong with the baby if you shoot a gun when you're pregnant? Is it the concussion of the blast?
You could literally look this up because
now. I don't have my computer in front of me.
Fact checked me on supper and dinner. You don't want to fact check me on not being able to shoot a gun.
I'm not saying it's not true. I'm saying tell me more about it.
I'm pretty sure it's probably the movement on the body, the jerking on the gun, probably causes like certain waves on the baby. It's like being jerked with whiplash.
So you can't shake your wife after a certain amount of pregnancy, too.
I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, what's she going to have a baby that's functioning?
I'll push her down the stairs if I have to.
This has been brought to you by stairs.
I like getting them right to the point where they're about to have the baby. Just like to see the hope in their eyes and then kick them right down the stairs.
Right in the stomach.
300. It's like, no baby shall pass. You just kick them real
hard. No baby shall pass?
Yeah.
Like, you shall not pass?
That
like,
was Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
And I went to do Sparta.
That's the part that people are going to get onto you about in the comments. Like, yeah, I kick a woman pregnant in the belly all the time, but don't you dare misquote Lord of the Rings.
No, them dudes are going to get real pissed.
Yeah. They'll say it in, like, Elvish. You're like, what does this even say? Like, that's a slur.
What are you, stupid? You can't read Elvish?
Yeah.
Yeah. Been to any more Dungeons & Dragons conventions?
No. I'm going to start playing Dungeons & Dragons with my wife next week.
Are you really? Yeah. Just you and her?
Me, her, and two people we met online for friends.
Two for friends?
Yeah. Like,
are you going to play online or are you going to invite these strangers to your house?
Not coming to their house. We're meeting some of them. Like, we met them in person. Like, she met them on Friends Bumble. There's a Bumble for friends because we're not good at social interactions anymore.
What are you talking about? We met socially in real life.
Yeah, that was like, when was that then? That was way before the pandemic, wasn't it?
It was probably, yeah.
Yeah. I'm much less social now.
Well, you're here, aren't you?
Yeah, because you texted me online and I talked to you online for a good amount of time online.
Well, do you want to play Dungeons & Dragons right now, Anthony?
Wouldn't mind it.
Can you play two-player? This is more like a Magic the Gathering kind of situation than it would
Magic
be.
Magic the Gathering, too.
I could never.
I used to be a judge in the Magic the Gathering.
I could never get into it.
Why?
I don't understand it.
Hey, what's that I understand?
Because some cards do other stuff to cards I don't get. And they're like, well, but this card does everything. And you're like, well, how do
That's
I know?
That's every card game. You're like, this one of hearts is stronger than this king of hearts somehow. One of hearts.
Yeah, but like ace. Playing cards are clearly defined. Everybody knows the ranking.
Yeah, because you read it, right? You read the rules.
You got some Pokemon card that's like, well, this one's valuable and makes up the rules.
It makes up the rules?
Yeah. Just changes all the rules.
You're so cute.
I don't
you're
know.
You're trying
nothing.
To die on this hill.
I'll die on this hill. Listen, we both know that I never had a shot at making any nerd my fan ever in my whole life.
It's okay. When I used to play Magic the Gathering, and I was a judge for it. I had to be a rules advisor where I had to learn all the rules, and then I was tested, and then I had to meet a level 2 judge, and he had to give me an okay to take the level 1 judge exam, and I didn't even get paid to do that. I was just just because I like Magic the Gathering so much. Even got a judge badge. It's awesome.
They're giving out badges now?
For judges, yeah. They were. I mean, that was back in 2009.
Boomers, am I right?
Shut the fuck up. You feel like that when you like watching a movie and you're like, when did this movie come out? You're like, 2005. You're like, oh my God, that's fucking 19 years ago. Jesus Christ.
Well, I saw something on the internet the other day that was like, if your birthday starts in a 19, you're too old or something like that.
Yeah.
I was like, what does that even, I didn't understand it. Like, what does that even mean? 19. Oh.
You're too old.
Yeah.
Well, someone's like,
you could be born like in 2000 and be 24 years old now.
Yeah. Or when someone's like, it's like, where do you even get that? It's like, oh, when are you born? Like 2000 and like 2000 and? Maybe you need to shut the fuck up.
Right. Don't you even talk to me with your mouth.
Yeah, right. You shut that adorable little mouth of yours.
That's right, youngin. But over 18.
Yeah, over 18 only, yeah.
You're very young for 18.
So that means like somebody that could be born in like 2002. I mean, they're 21 right now.
2003. Yeah. January 2003.
So that means someone could be 2000. You know, I'm not even going to do math. Mm-mm. I was going to try to do 18. I was like, I'm all right.
I don't even know what 18 is. I've never been good at math unless it's money.
I'm about to say that. That's probably, you shouldn't end on that sentence with, I don't even know what 18 is, ladies.
It just goes, dude.
Just cuts
out. Broadcast interrupted. We should start live streaming these things so people can at least hear the message before it gets taken off of YouTube.
I can tell you right now, if you put any of this live without any editing, it will be canceled by the end of the day.
All right, I'll make you a bet.
Okay.
I'm only going to trim off like the first minute of dead air as I'm sitting down. Mm-hmm. I'll put it up as it is. No editing. Mm-hmm. And I bet it'll stay. The only thing I'll do is bleep out the cuss words in the first 5 minutes.
Oh, you can't say cuss words?
It tanks the whole viewer.
Where do you find this stuff at? Is it like a forum or like some sort of blog I can read?
There's a bunch of false information about from other YouTubers that tell you how to be successful at YouTube and you have to
and
watch.
About the elections. There you go.
Jesus. Do you have something you want to say?
I'm just saying all the things that will get demonetized, get taken down. Well, take your algorithm.
Well, if you ask our Lord and Savior Donald Trump about it, he would say that YouTube is of the devil.
I mean, he'd be right.
And just, Rumble is right.
Rumble's
that's Rumble's right wing.
Jesus said, and let them then speak. These are some nice titties.
What are you talking about?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. I just want to say nonsense because it'll be good, either good clips.
I'm not cutting out Jesus titties for a clip.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just cut, you put it in as a clip. You're like, what part is that? And it's like people watch the entire episode. Like, where's the Jesus titties? It's like, oh, it's at the end. This is bullshit.
Yeah, it's like YouTubers like, stick around for the very end for a nice tip on Jesus titties. And then you just take it out and don't see it. Yeah.
That's my favorite. I don't care for YouTube, if I'm honest. I just listen really? To music on YouTube now.
Well, why don't you listen to music on like a music place?
Because I can just like do like playlists and I don't know.
Then you got to deal with ads.
I have YouTube Premium.
Well, then you should listen to music on YouTube.
You know why I got YouTube Premium? Mm-hmm. I use my school account, my school email. It thinks I'm still a student.
Okay.
I do that everywhere. I get like discounts because people still think I'm in school. Like those places online where you can get a discount if you're a student. Mm-hmm. They don't check it. They don't check if it's still valid. They just check if it's an email address from a college.
So they don't check how old you are either.
You can go to college and still be in your 30s.
That's not true.
I'm in my 30s and I was just in school.
Well, then you're a lying sack of shit, Anthony.
Well, thanks, Dad.
You're welcome.
Jesus Christ. Let me get double big pouch. Yeah,
I was just thinking about getting some chicken and some gravy. Brown.
Brown gravy only?
Not that white shit.
None of that white.
That's how the episode's going to start. We're going to be going, none of that white shit.
Welcome back to White Shit Only.
Welcome to Two White Shits. We're talking about brown gravy. A couple of whites talking about the browns.
There you go.
That's it.
That's it.
See, that's how you workshop a joke, folks.
That's how you workshop. That's how you workshop the last joke you'll ever be able to tell.
That's right. Well, if I was going to get canceled, I'm glad it's with you.
I appreciate that. Same here.
And I'm just trying to drag this out because traffic's going to suck for both of us right now.
I'm going down the street.
You got a show?
No, I'm just going to meet a friend of mine because I'm in here on Tuesdays. So I'm getting all my meetups down on Tuesday.
Oh, well, let's get you out of here.
What time is it? Oh, it's 6. Nice. Yeah. We did a pretty good job.
We did. 46. Yeah. We're at an hour 17. We just got to wrap this bitch up and do the intro.
All right, let's do it.
All right, thanks for watching, everybody. Go check out Anthony at Anthony Davis, the LALakers.com. And
ADcomedy.net.
Please, please go follow Anthony everywhere on social media. He's very funny on Facebook. I don't know what he's doing on Instagram these days.
But, same thing.
Oh, same shit. Different platform.
That's basically it.
And this has been another edition of Two Whites Talking About Browns.
Two Whites, One Brown.
Gravy. It's all gravy. Two Whites, One Brown is fucking up.
You're like, where's the brown? I'm like, we let him out.
It's the table of gravy.
It's the table.
Two Whites, One Brown.
Table.
The table. All right, we'll see you next time, everybody. This show's a piece of shit.